course, I had four wheel, two axles, and then this thing that turned around called the fifth wheel. That's what the, and the rocking bolsters was the bolsters that sit on that, what the bed fastened in. And this bed was made mostly out of poplar because it was light. And you'd have spring seats. We had two of them. Sit in this, sit on this, in this wagon bed, and of course the end of the gate, call that the end of the wagon bed, call that the end gate, and the coupling pole, that's what kept the front end connected with the back end, and you could let that out, couple it up shorter or let it out longer, whatever one, whatever you're hauling on.
How many horses would you normally use pull that way?
Two.
Use mules or horses?
Well, it's different things, just either one. We generally always had mules. We kept good mules. And my dad never did like to work horses. He.
Why?
Well, there's horses just, you got to be too easy with them. And they kind of nervous. And he just never did like to work horses. Never did like to farm with them. We worked them to the buggy and things like that.
What kind of toys do children play
in
outside?
Well, we had what we call a flying chimney. You go down in the woods and cut your tree down about 6 inches in diameter and cut it up high, about 3 foot high. And then you take a pole, a smaller pole, about 4 inches in diameter, and you'd bore a hole through it. And you'd take a piece of iron like a hire tooth and drive through that into that stump and then swipe some of your daddy's axle grease and put axle grease on that and that thing would fly. And I remember one time we had some neighbor kids came over and meantime we fixed this one up pretty good. We had a track for it to run on and we had to, we took two wheels off of daddy's walking cultivator, two iron wheels, and drove a pin through there in the end of these in this pole, and that thing, you get that thing going, it would fly. And we got some of these neighbor kids from over there, and there's a girl who wanted to ride on that thing, got it on that thing, and she decided that she wanted to get off, and she got off just in time with that wheel to hit, and it knocked her about 10 feet away like a kid.
Why'd you do that to
him? Well, I just never did like girls much. I was scared of them.
How old was she?
She's a good little bit older than I was. I don't know. I don't remember how old I was.
What other kind of things did you have outside?
Well, I had yoke yellings. They broke. And my uncle made me an ox yoke. Out of tupper gum, he hewed that thing out of tupper gum, and I broke those yellings, and I had some wheels off of that same wheels that came off that cultivator, and made me a cart, and I drove those yellings. I had to go all over the country out there with those things, and one of them would ride. I had a little saddle, and one of them would ride just like a. Like a horse, but the other one, he'd throw y'all, he wouldn't ride. And I kept those things a year too, they got too big, couldn't do nothing with them.
Did you have one of those boards that you put on something that went like this? What do you call those? Like you have a
seesaw?
Yeah, did you ever have
any? Oh, yes, everybody had a seesaw.
Didn't you have one of those things when you were a kid?
What, a seesaw?
No, that you'd hang up in a tree with a seat on it.
Swings? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What'd you make them out of?
Take a wagon, old wagon tire, and take a chain and fasten the chain around it and hang it, swing it on a limb up there. And my hand slipped off one time and my head hit, the back of my head hit a root, come up out of the ground like a helmet.